We're learning the laws of Hilchos Brachos, specifically wine. It's brought down in the Mechaber, says that Al Kol Peros Ha'ilan Mivarech Betchila Borei Pri Ha'etz. That when it comes to all fruit which comes from trees, as we're familiar, of course, the bracha is Borei Pri Ha'etz. Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't make a difference. Bein Mishivas Haminim, Bein She'enin Mishivas Haminim, whether it comes from the even from the seven species in which Israel is blessed, it doesn't make a difference. Even those fruits, the bracha is Borei Pri Ha'etz. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chutz Mehayayin Shemavarech Ala Borei Pri Hagaf. Says that, as we know, there is a special bracha when it comes to wine, in which is kind of strange. In fact, if you just have a grape, it's Ha'etz, just because you squeeze it and all of a sudden it's juice. Now all of a sudden you make a different bracha, but that is in fact the case. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that because one could maybe even make the mistake and think, well, what's the difference? Maybe I should make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on wine. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's not so clear if that person did make a bracha on Borei Pri Ha'etz on wine, whether or not one would actually have to say another bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen. And hold, according to many of the poskim, including the Chazon Ish, that because it's so unclear whether or not a person should say another bracha, based on the principle of Savik Bracha Sahakel, because we don't want you to say another bracha in which you may not need to say, therefore, we'll say don't require another bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. But the truth is that one should be cautious to do so to make sure to say the right bracha. The question is why? Why do we have a separate bracha when it comes to wine as opposed to everything else, which we just make the Borei Pri Ha'etz? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Gemara and says the reason is twofold. Meneshehu soed halev umasamcha. He says that there's two things. That because it satiates the heart, literally, and also wine can make us happy. Kavulo bracha b'fneatzma, because of that a separate bracha. And the Be'er Halacha rather says it a little bit differently. He says that afagav the gedulim in haaretz, even though you would maybe compare it to things that grow on the ground or the trees, mitoshim chashuvim biyoser, because wine is considered to be more chashuv. Kavul bracha miyuchedes lahaskir shivcho shalmakum shabar peres chashuvim ke'ilin. That because Hashem created such a special, unique thing in this world that we're able to derive benefit from, therefore, that's the reason why such a bracha is said. Now, the question is cited by the Tshuvas HaRashba, is that if, in fact, the reason why one has a separate bracha is because, as the Gemara says, it has these two elements, that soed halev, it satiates the heart, and it also gives us this extra simcha, because of what's in wine. So the question is, how about by grape juice? Well, we all know the answers. When it comes to grape juice, we also say the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen. And the question is, as the Tshuvas HaRashba asks, is why? If in fact the Gemara cites both reasons to warrant this bracha, then grape juice, which does not have in it alcohol, so therefore one would maybe think that in fact the bracha should not be Borei Pri Hagafen. You should not have to make such a bracha. And he brings down over here in the Mincha Shlomo, he says that at the time that this grape has been squeezed, it does have the capacity to turn into wine. And the only difference between grape juice, and wine is the fermenting process in which the yeast causes the grape's sugar to metabolize, which in turn the sugar is broken down, which turns into alcohol. But the reality is, explains the Mincha Shlomo, that as soon as that grape is squeezed, it has the capacity, the potential of becoming wine. And therefore, the fact that you did not cause it to become wine is not a reason for you not to make the Hagafen. And therefore, for that logic, he says that you do make, in fact, Hagafen on grape juice, as we are all familiar. However, it is brought down that there is a significant difference between grape juice and wine, as is brought down in the Sefer Halachos of Brachos by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bonner. He says that when it comes to grape juice, and he cites again the Mincha Shoma that one has to make sure that it is not diluted. That if a person dilutes grape juice, then it is highly questionable whether or not Hagafen should be recited. However, he does say that when it comes to wine, if one dilutes their wine, then a person can still say the bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen. Of course, it cannot be completely diluted. According to the more stringent opinion, some say at least has to be 50% wine. According to Rav Kanievsky, who quotes also the Chazon Ish, that it has to be at least 66% or two-thirds wine, and then afterwards maybe you can put a third of water. But so you do see a significant difference in halacha as far as diluting between grape juice and wine. So going just for another moment or two, are the words of going back into the Shulchan Aruch. He says that when it comes to making a hagafen on wine, it's bein chai, bein mavushal. It doesn't make a difference if it is non-cooked wine or if it is cooked wine. Either situation, if the bracha is made. Bein shehu asoy koniton. Also, if it's made in this fashion, which he says, the hainu shenosin bo devash ufil polin. That if a person adds into it honey or peppers, which makes it a spicy taste, then still the bracha is still Brei Pri Hagafen. He brings down in the Sefer of Halachos to Brachos of what is the din when it comes to champagne. So he says, it's quoting the Shas and Tshuva's Oral Tzion, that it's simple. Of course, Hagafen is made on champagne, also on raisin wine. And not only that, but also based on what we just read, when a person has fruit-flavored grape wine, such as Plum Royale, peach-flavored wine, or sangria, so it's brought down, as we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you would add spices or honey to the wine, even though it maybe changes the taste a little bit, that does not mean that the bracha changes. Rather, you still make the bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen. And he concludes when he discusses two other beverages, brandy for one, that brandy as well as cognac, as it's pronounced by the Chazon Ish, at least cognac rather, those are spirits distilled from wine or fruit juice. In that situation, we paskin that the bracha in those particular drinks is to make a shahakol and not a Brei Pri Hagafen. Now, of course, this is all referring to grape wines. If a person would have other wines, but they are not from grapes, such as cherry wine, honey wine, apple wine, and the like, the key word is not wine, the key word is grape, and therefore the bracha in that situation would not be Brei Pri Hagafen, rather would be shahakol. We can stop here.